Every compelling character journey mirrors a fundamental truth about human existence. We are constantly evolving through distinct life stages. Character arcs aren't merely plot devices, but reflections of our own psychological development. The six archetypal arcs, Maiden, Hero, Queen, King, Crone, and Mage, represent the complete human journey, from individuation to transcendence, each building upon the last to form a comprehensive life arc. Why do certain stories resonate so deeply across cultures and time? They tap into these universal patterns embedded in our collective unconscious. When we recognize a character's struggle as true, we're actually recognizing our own life challenges reflected back at us. Think about how differently we experience life at 15 versus 50, the challenges, perspectives, and wisdom gained through each stage. By mapping characters to these natural life stages, stories become more than entertainment. They become guides for our own transformation. The framework isn't rigid. Characters might embody multiple archetypes simultaneously or transition between them at different rates. Some might complete only one arc within a story, while others journey through several. What matters is the authentic progression that mirrors life's natural development, creating stories that feel both timeless and deeply personal. The Maiden arc represents the universal journey from dependence to self-sovereignty, starting in a protected world under nurturing yet limiting authority figures. The Maiden faces a predator's proposal, a challenge that disrupts her sheltered existence. This journey involves battling both external opposition and internal doubts. Jane Eyre's evolution from orphan to self-possessed woman exemplifies this dual struggle, as does Jess Bomra in Bend It Like Beckham, who challenges family traditions to pursue her dreams. The Maiden's triumph occurs when she claims her own power, not through rescue by others. Her journey often concludes by returning to her protected world with newfound strength, using her wisdom to enhance rather than reject her community, a reconciliation that bridges independence with connection. After claiming independence, we must learn to wield power responsibly, the core of the hero arc. Having gained autonomy as a maiden, the hero confronts the essential balance between power and love. Without this balance, strength becomes destructive rather than protective, as illustrated in many hero narratives. The hero's journey begins with reluctance, fear of the unknown, self-doubt, and comfort-seeking. Crossing from the normal world to the adventure world marks an irreversible transformation. The hero faces both external foes, the dragon, and internal flaws, selfishness, cowardice. These trials force necessary growth and development. The hero arc culminates in the return, bringing back an elixir to heal the wounded kingdom, representing power used for communal good rather than personal gain. Consider Luke Skywalker's evolution from farm boy to Jedi, or Moana's quest to restore Tafiti's heart. These heroes serve their community's needs, demonstrating the true essence of heroism and preparing for the Queen's leadership challenges ahead. The Queen arc explores the challenging transition from individual achievement to responsible leadership, moving from nurturing protector to true leader when threats demand more than care alone. Initially creating a world of connection and protection, the Queen must learn to empower rather than control, guide rather than micromanage. This evolution requires deep trust in herself, her followers, and the growth process. Examples like Dottie in A League of Their Own and Molly Weasley in Harry Potter illustrate how protective figures must embrace larger authority to truly safeguard their communities, balancing individual needs with collective welfare. The Queen battles both external threats and internal resistance to claiming full leadership. Her reluctance to lead creates a dangerous power vacuum that threatens those she aims to protect. Her victory comes through releasing possessive control while embracing authentic leadership, understanding that wise governance better serves her love than micromanagement. This transformation from hero to queen, from individual prowess to relational power, precedes the king's journey of even greater surrender. The King arc explores a leader's most challenging transition, from the pinnacle of power to the acceptance of mortality and succession. Unlike earlier arcs about gaining influence, this one centers on the willing surrender of authority for a greater purpose. From his regal world of prosperity, the King senses impending change. When the cataclysm arrives, a threat beyond conventional solutions, he must confront the inadequacy of physical might. Victory requires not conquest, but sacrifice, as the King becomes the offering that quenches the threat. Theoden, in The Lord of the Rings, riding to certain death at Pelennor Fields, exemplifies this archetype. Like Aragorn, marching to the Black Gate, these kings show that true kingship culminates in knowing when to relinquish power for a greater purpose. The King's arc concludes not in defeat, but transcendence. His sacrifice enables renewal and succession. This represents power's ultimate maturation, from possession to surrender, from control to legacy, paving the way for the crone's wisdom. The Crone arc explores how we face mortality and find renewed purpose in life's third act, transforming apparent brokenness into deep wisdom through confronting death itself. Beginning in the uncanny world, the Crone struggles with irrelevance and faces a death blight, a manifestation of mortality, while battling the tempter's urge to resist acceptance and maintain illusions of control. The journey's key revelation is that embracing death, rather than fighting it, opens the path to renewed life. By entering the underworld willingly, the Crone gains unique perspective and becomes capable of guiding younger generations. Characters like Sophie Hatter in Hal's Moving Castle and Marilla Cuthbert in Anne of Green Gables exemplify this transformation, turning apparent curses and rigid worldviews into sources of wisdom and new purpose. The Crone's victory lies not in reclaiming youth, but in transcending the life-death divide, evolving from a marginalized elder into a sage whose wisdom becomes vital to the kingdom's future, preparing her transformation into the mage. The Mage arc represents life's final stage and the challenge of legacy. How to share accumulated wisdom without controlling others. Existing in the liminal world between life and death, the mage has transcended fear of mortality to focus on fostering wisdom beyond ego. When evil emerges, the mage's role is not to directly battle, but to guide the next generation through their own necessary challenges. Like Gandalf with the Fellowship or Bagger Vance's timely counsel, they demonstrate presence without possession, influence without imposition. The mage faces two temptations: withdrawing as the miser, hoarding wisdom from an undeserving world, or controlling as the sorcerer, forcing outcomes rather than allowing natural growth. True mastery comes through serving as catalyst rather than controller. The mage's journey culminates in surrendering individual ego to larger patterns of existence, making way for new cycles of growth, the completion of life's archetypal journey.